before I call up tonight's speaker, amen. Let me know it's exciting to serve the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord. And you know, there's a lot of great things taking place, amen. You know, there's never a dull moment serving God, amen. There's never a dull moment serving God. I've been serving the Lord for 19 years now, amen, for 19 years. And God has been faithful, amen. God has been faithful to us, amen. And throughout these whole 19 years that the Lord has saved me, you know, He's really done a lot in my life, amen, from just being a normal person on the streets, you know, gangbanging and, you know, and selling drugs and all that lifestyle that I used to live in. And then to what God has done in my life till today, amen, it's been a ride, amen, it's been a ride, but it's been a good ride, amen. And it's good to have people that go along with the ride with you, amen. I don't know about you, but when we used to steal cars, amen, we used to go along for the joy ride. How many remember the joy ride? Come on, somebody, amen. You know, many of you didn't get busted for stealing the car. You got busted for joy riding. Oh, you don't know. You don't hear me, amen. Come on, somebody. Is this Victory Outreach?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, you know, we went around for the joyride. And, you know, we still like to go around for the joyride. Amen. But with the Lord. Amen. And the Lord is taking us on a trip. Amen. He's taking us on a trip even as a church. And, you know, some of you may be asking, well, Pastor, why do you call a fast on Sunday? Amen. Usually we have Fasting Friday, right? Fasting Friday. And we, you know, post it on Facebook for those that want to join us in fasting and prayer. And then we have service and we have a prayer meeting after, and we end it after the service. But this Sunday, amen, I called a fast because there's something very special that I want you to fast about. Amen. We're calling it fasting for favor. Fasting for favor. Amen. And what I really want you to pray is I want you to pray that the Lord would give our church favor. Because Monday, we're going to be going into a meeting. Amen. Me and my wife, we're going to be going into a meeting with our landlord of this building. Amen. And we talked to him already. We, you know, exchanged some text messages. And we said, you know, we want to meet with you because we want to discuss, you know, possibly purchasing the property. Amen. And you know, and so he called me real fast. So that's a good sign. Amen. That's a good sign because he, you know, I text him and like not even 2 minutes later, he called me. He says, I'm out of town. I'll be out of town for a whole week. When I come back in town, I will meet with you that week. Amen. So Monday, man, he told me to connect with him. And so we're hoping that we'll be able to sit down and talk to him. And I'm just going to hit them with the wham wham. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And but we're believing God for favor. Somebody once said this, favor ain't fair. Come on, somebody. I don't need fair. Come on, somebody. Hey, I need favor. Some of you, you don't need fair. Come on now. Come on. You don't need for them to pay fair with you. You need them to cheat for you a little bit. Oh, you ain't hearing me. And I'm believing that when we go into that meeting, God is going to cheat for us. Oh, you ain't hearing me. Amen. In other words, God's going to give us favor. He's going to cause the landlord to do what he's never, ever done. I'm believing to hear these words. I've never done this before. I don't know why I'm doing it for you, but it's going to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you believe God with me? Come on, somebody. Amen. And so this is why we want you to fast and pray, amen, and pray for favor, amen, with our landlord as we go in there, amen, because we've been renting this place for 3.5 years, amen, for 3.5 years. It's been good to us, amen, and we signed a 5-year lease, amen, and we've been good, amen. We've been good. We've been in good standings with our landlord. We've never been behind, always been ahead. Matter of fact, 2 months ahead all the time, and so we have, you know, we're hoping that that means something in his eyes, amen, and that he'll be able to help us out to purchase this building, amen. Praise the Lord, and give us a good deal. Yeah. Amen. When we came into the building, it was a lease with option to buy, and so we kept that in the back of our mind and our hearts, and so we've really been praying, and we believe that God can open up the doors for us not to be renters no more, but to be buyers of our own church, amen. And that this becomes our home. And then, you know, later on, we have some equity. Amen. We have something later on. You know, we know that God's going to grow us. Amen. But later on, if you know, we have something to back us up, amen. If we want to sell and then, you know, maybe build something bigger later on, amen. Somewhere around the Grand Prairie area, between Grand Prairie and Arlington, amen. But we got to start now, Victory Arch Grand Prairie. We have to start planning now, amen. And I believe that, listen, I know we're Victory Outreach. I know that we're just a bunch of, you know, X this and X that, amen, right? You know why God loves, Texas so much, right? Because all his exes live in Texas. Ex-drug addicts, ex-prostitutes, ex-pimps, ex-players, amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, God loves our church. Because a lot of us come from that lifestyle, amen. And you know, the Bible says that God chose the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. God chose the foolish things of the world. The world says, nah, you can't build a church with them type of people. You can't build a church off them type of people. Amen. That's what the world said about me. That gang member, that dope dealer, you can never trust him. Amen. But God and Victory Outreach said something different. Amen. And he has raised us up for such a time as this. Amen. And so we're believing God that God is going to do great things through us as a church, through us as a ministry. And we're going to take a step of faith. Amen. It's really a step of faith, amen, that I'm going to take. By going in there, amen, and I'm going to offer him a few proposals. This is why we're doing Kingdom Builders. Amen. Yeah. We've been telling you, this is why we've been doing. Now, that's not even, we haven't even filled up the wall, really, you know. Right. But this is why we're doing Kingdom Builders. The extra $50 a month that you've been giving, we've been saving it, setting it aside, amen. And so we're able to have something, amen, to show forth, amen. And even if he says, not yet right now, but if he says by the end of our lease that he was willing to make an option, amen, and by then we're able to have more within our building fund, because that's what it is, it's just a building fund, then at least we have a plan and we can start planning now and we can start getting ready now, amen. But we don't want to wait to the last minute, amen. We're serious and we believe that God wants to bless us. Do you believe that God wants to bless us? Yeah. Are you going to back us up? Yeah. Amen. Now, of course, that means, amen, that means that we got to give, amen. But we've been doing that. Amen. We've been doing that through Kingdom Builders and our tithes, our offerings, all that, amen. We've been doing that, amen. But we believe that God, you know, really wants to do something. And, you know, and then again, you know, we have this building, amen. We're renting it right now. You know, there's a lot that we could do to this building. Amen. You know, every time the Bible says this, every time we want to do good, evil is right there present with me. And, you know, every time we want to do something and step out in faith, you know, the enemy always comes in and attacks. Amen. And so, you know, we have been planning this and then we've been feeling a little bit of attacks of like the enemy, you know, just by, because the enemy knows that what we're going to do. Amen. Right. And so, you know, last week he took out our middle screen. Amen. And so now we have to settle for a miniature one for now. Amen. And then today he took out one of our AC units. Amen. It had been working perfect all week long. And then today we come in and it's not working. So we're going to get that fixed. Amen. But I just say that to say that the enemy, he always tries to discourage the people of God. Because he wants to stop us. He wants to say, you know, well, maybe you should change your mind. You know, but I'm believing that once we can secure this place, if we can say, you know what, if we can get him to say, you know what, I'll sell you this building and start that road, then guess what? As your pastor and the leadership, and I know you as a church, we will be more than gladly to invest more into this building, right? Amen. We can knock down walls, amen, put more AC units, amen, put up a high ceiling, amen, get rid of this drop ceiling, expand our sanctuary. We can do all that, amen. We can do all that, add parking, amen. But as a pastor, I know this, as a leader, I'm not going to invest, I don't want to invest in too much in something that's not mine. Right, amen. And we've already done a lot, amen. This used to be a courthouse. Some of you remember, amen. This is where you came and paid your tickets. Come on, somebody, you got locked up, amen. You know, the holding cell's still back there. Your name is still on the wall. Come on, Shy Girl was here. 2010, come on. Huh? Come on now, amen. And so, you know, and you know, this used to be a courthouse, but look what the Lord has done. He's made it into the Lord's house. Amen. Praise the Lord. And many have come in and experienced God. And we know that many more are going to come in. Amen. And so keep us in prayer for that. Amen. Keep us in prayer for that. Amen. for favor. Amen. I know that some of you say, Pastor, we want something bigger. And yeah, we want something bigger, but we got to be faithful in the little.
Right.
So we got to be faithful in the little. And if we can, take care of this, amen, and take care of this, later on, you know, we invest in it, build some equity in it. Then later on, you never know, somebody might want to buy it.
Amen.
For four times more than what we paid for it. Amen. And then there goes Victory Outreach. Building from the ground up. Amen. Why can't we build like the mother church in Chino? Come on, somebody. Come on now. Why can't we do the same thing? It can happen. Amen. But we got to use wisdom. Amen. So I want you to pray. Amen. It's not going to all happen overnight, but I want you to pray. This week is going to be the first step. Amen. We're praying. And whatever happens. Amen. Whatever happens. Amen. But let's fast. Let's pray. Amen. If you could do the absolute fast with us, just liquids. Amen. From 6 p.m. Sunday to 6 p.m. Monday. Amen. Then do that with us. Amen. And whatever you could do. Amen. Fast. But, you know, even if you don't fast, pray.
Yeah.
Somebody say pray.
Pray.
Pray for favor. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I wanted to share that news. Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Amen. Do you believe God can do it?
Yeah.
I said, do you believe God can do it?
Yeah.
Are you with us?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And if he does it, amen, you know, he might put an offer on the table. And you know, of course, we have money saved up. But if he says, look, I want this much, then guess what? We will go into pledge mode. Amen.
Yeah.
Will you back us up?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We could do it. Amen. Tell your neighbor, we could do it. Come on, tell them a little bit hard. We can do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so I'm excited for that. Amen. So keep that in prayer. How many are ready for the word of God? Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to call up our speaker tonight. Why don't we all stand to our feet? Amen. No stranger to us. Amen. He is our youth leader, our God's anointed now generation youth leader here at Victory Arch Grand Prairie. He helps me do pulpit work. Amen. He came in at a very young age, got saved, went to the UTC. God has raised him up. Amen. He's also part of the second phase. Amen. And he's going to be bringing the word tonight. Put your hands together for Brother Brian. Amen. As he brings the word. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Come on, give Jesus some praise here tonight. Hallelujah. If you could grab your Bibles and turn me to 1 Chronicles chapter 28. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. And while you turn there, I'd like to thank God for my salvation. Like Pastor was saying, I came in at a young age. My father went into the men's home. He went to the men's home, and then that's when I came. Hello, somebody. And God saved me. He took me to the training center. God equipped me. And now God put me in a position. And God put me in a position that I never thought I could be in. So I give God all the honor and all the glory for that. I also like to thank God for my pastors, Pastor Francisco, Sister Sylvia, for always believing in me.
Right.
Always believing in me when I couldn't even believe in myself.
My
whenever I didn't want to go to the training center, they're like, you need to go.
Come on.
And I went, and God did something amazing in my life.
Right.
So I thank God for my pastors, for my leaders, Pastor Josh, Brother Irvin, for always being there for me. I also like to give a special thanks to my parents. My mom, my dad, which is here tonight. You know, if it wasn't for them, Brian would not be here. If they didn't come first. They literally had to drag me in here. But I'm thankful that they did. I'm thankful that they did. And now I'm here today. So if everybody there, give me a strong amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. We're going to start at verse 8. And the Bible reads like this. So now with God as our witness, and in the sight of all Israel, the Lord's assembly, I give you this charge. Be careful to obey all the commands of the Lord your God, so that you may continue to possess this good land and leave it to your children as a permanent inheritance. And Solomon, my son, learn to know the God of your ancestors intimately. Worship and serve him with your whole heart and a willing mind. For the Lord sees every heart and knows every plan and thought. If you seek him, you will find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you, God, here, God, this evening, God, and we thank you, God, for your word, Father God. God, I pray, God, that you would just move me to the side, God. Speak through me, oh God. Father God, have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, it was amazing to see Pastor up here talking about fasting for the building.
Yeah.
You know, and it's crazy what the word that God has placed in my heart. It's all God. It's all God. And I titled this message, if you're taking notes, I titled this message, The Mind of a Builder. The Mind of a Builder. You see, I'd also like to piggyback off of Pastor Josh's message last Friday night. A powerful message. He talked about when Jesus come into your life. And this week, I want to talk about what Jesus wants to do through your life. You see, in this portion of scripture, David was making a charge to the leaders of the nation of Israel. But also, not only he was making a charge, but he was also passing vision to his son Solomon. You see, David, he was on his last leg. He was like, listen, listen, Solomon, God chose you to be king. God chose you to be king. But he wants you to build something. You see, David, one thing I like about David, he always had it in his heart to build a temple for God. He always had it in his heart to build a temple. You can read it in Psalms and all the Psalms he wrote. He always talked about being in the house of the Lord, being in the temple of the Lord. You see, and his time came to where it was time for him to pass that vision on to King Solomon. You see, David, even though he was on his last leg, David was still interested and wanted to see something built for God. And I believe after salvation, we should all have that burning desire to build something for God. We should all have desire to build. Somebody say, build. You see, and what do we want to see built? We want to see our families built. We want to see our families coming to the Lord. We want to see our families give their life to Jesus. We want to see our family, our loved ones, saints, our cousins, our uncles, our aunts. We want to see them saved. See, we want to see our families built for God.
Yes.
But not only that, but we also want to see our ministry built for God.
Yes.
We also want to see the house of God being built, the house of God being raised up. We want to see leaders being raised up. We want to see leaders being launched out into the nation. You see, that's what we want to see built right here in Victory Outreach Grand Prairie.
Right. Right.
And another thing God wants to see built is legacy. God wants to see legacies being built. What I mean by legacy, I mean one time you're in the men's home. You're in the men's home. You're a young person that's getting saved. You came into the church and you weren't saved. You didn't know anything about God. But then all of a sudden, Jesus came into your life. Jesus came into your heart. And then God began to raise you up. And God began to place a calling in your life. And not only that you're saved, but your children saved. Your children's children are going to be saved. And you see, it's a legacy that's going to be left.
Yes. Good, Brian.
A mindset of a builder. See, here tonight, I want to give some insight about a mind of a builder.
Come on.
The first thing is that in building something for God, we must have the mindset of keeping God first. You see, in verse 9 in chapter 28, it reads like this, "And Solomon, my son, learn to know your God, your ancestors, intimately. Worship and serve him with your whole heart and a willing mind." You see, before Solomon got the plans to build a temple, David told Solomon to make sure to keep God first. Before David began to give Solomon the plans and everything that would have to do with the temple, he made sure that Solomon understood that he had to keep God first. You see, later on, I like Solomon and David. Later on, in Psalms chapter 127, Solomon says these words, "Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborer works in vain."
Yeah.
You see, and I believe it was because of his father David that is still putting God first in his life that he was able to say those words after the temple was built, after God built the temple. And then all of a sudden he said, listen, if the Lord doesn't build the house, if you don't keep God first,
come on,
if God doesn't build your life first, then the labor works in vain. You see, I believe in order to build something for God, God first has to build something in us. God has to build something in us.
That's good.
You see, God has to begin to build inside of us a prayer life, a devotional life, a life of worship. You see, God has to begin to develop that in our lives. You see, in our ministry, we have the five E's.
Right.
We have the five E's, and the very first E is exaltation.
Right.
The very first E is exaltation. That really means putting God first, worshiping God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and all your strength.
That's good.
You see, that's the first thing that we have to understand when it comes down to building for God. Is that we got to keep God first.
Right.
You see, how can we build something for God if we don't let God build us? If we don't have a relationship with God, if we don't put God first in our life, not just coming to church on Friday night and Sunday morning, no, but having a devotional life on Monday, having a devotional life on Tuesday, having being with God on Wednesday, Thursday, and coming back here on Friday. You see, how can God build something if we don't build with God? Our first priority when it comes to building is building a relationship with God. And here tonight, you have that opportunity to start. If you say, well, I'm not saved yet, I don't know what it means to be saved, here tonight, you can get saved and you can start that process of building a relationship with God. You see, David told Solomon to know the God of your ancestors.
Hey, come on now.
To know the God of your ancestors. You see, our ministry, we have elders, we have a founder, Pastor Sonny. You see, the same thing that God did for them, that he could do it for us right here in Victory Hours Grand Prairie. But all it takes is for us to know God, just like they know God. You see, our pastors and our leaders, they know God. They know God. And Solomon, and David told Solomon, listen, if you want to build something, you got to know God. You got to know God. You can't do it on your own. We try to do it on our own. Our talents is not enough. Our giftings is not enough to build something for God. Because if we try to build on our own, then there's some things that kicks in. And they're not very helpful things. The first thing is pride. Pride will begin to sit in. And it's like, you know what? I built this. I built this. I raised this up. And instead of using God, instead of saying God raised it up or God used your life, now you begin to say, oh, it was me. When there's brokenness at the altars, you're like, man, look at me. I played the piano so good. Look what I did.
Hey, come on now.
Or you may say, well, I preach the best. Why am I not up there preaching? We got to learn how to check if our relationship with God is in the right standings.
Right.
See, we're trying to build something for God here in Victory Irish Grand Prairie. We didn't come here just to play church. We didn't come here just to play around and just to come in on Friday night to sing a few songs. But we came to build something for God. We came to build something that will outlast us. We came to build. We came to build. And you see, David, he was a builder. He was a builder. And now he was trying to put that inside of his son Solomon, inside the leaders of Israel. He like, listen, now it's your turn to build. Now it's our turn to build. Our pastors have built something. Our regional pastors built something. Our elders and our founders have built something. But what are we going to build? What are we going to build? And I believe the first step is having a relationship with God.
Amen.
The second thing to the mind of a builder is that when building, we have to have a mindset of being obedient to instructions. Listen, I know who I'm preaching to. At one time, we didn't want nobody telling us what to do. At one time, whenever somebody told us something, we just looked the other way and did the exact opposite of what they told us to do. At one time, we're sitting in school, and the teacher would tell us to go do something, or you go to the restroom, and he just didn't come back. You see, I know who I'm talking to, but I'm here to let you know, Victory Hours Grand Prairie, that if we want to build something, we have to have the mindset that's obedient to listening to instructions. Turn me to look at verse 19 in chapter 28. Verse 19 in chapter 28. It reads like this. Every part of the plan David told Solomon was given to me in writing from the hand of the Lord.
Wow.
You see, God will give us instructions on how to build.
Wow, that's
good. God will give us instructions on how to build. You see, David was trying to pass something down to Solomon that was given to him. It was given to him by God. You see, in the same way, our pastors and our leaders, they try to tell us something. They try to give us instruction. They're trying to guide us and lead our life. But sometimes we have the mindset to where I don't have to listen.
Come on now, break it down.
That I don't have to listen. You see, but our pastors have been given instructions on how to build.
Amen.
Our pastors, our leaders, they have the heart of God.
Come on now.
So they understand what moves to take and what moves not to take.
Good.
But sometimes we like to buck. We like to buck like, man, that don't even make sense. What are you talking about?
Come on now.
You know, when Pastor was just up here and he was talking about pledges. When Pastor was up here and he was talking about, man, we're going to take this building.
Come on.
We're praying for favor in this building.
Yeah.
You see, but are we going to be obedient and actually fast?
Come on.
Are we going to follow instructions that's been given to our pastor? Are we going to follow the instructions and pray? Are we going to follow the instructions and back up our pastors and back up our leaders? Are we going to follow these instructions that God has given him? You see, David told Solomon, I give you what the Lord has given me. Now it's time for you to follow. Now it's time for you to be obedient to the instructions. In verse 20, David continued, he told Solomon, be strong and courageous and do the work. And do the work.
Yeah.
You see, once you get the instructions, now it's time for you to put in some work.
Yeah.
Once you get told what to do,
Come on.
Once you listen to your pastors and your leaders and they tell you the right way to go, now it's up to you to do the work. And it's not a time to be discouraged. It's not a time to get discouraged, but it's a time to build.
Come on.
It's a time to build something for God. You see, in order to build something for God, we got to learn how to follow instructions.
That's right.
Many people want to build, but not many people want to follow instructions.
Wow.
Just like putting together a brand new table. You know, you got a brand new table where you bought something that you got to put together. And then you get the manual and you just kind of flip through it. Just look at the pictures. You look at the picture and you're like, you know what? I got it. And throw it away. And then all of a sudden you put it together. You know, it's all nice. You know, looking all nice. But then as soon as you put some weight on it. As soon as you put some weight on it. That table begins to wobble. That table begins to fall apart. And then in your mind, you're like, man, it's a brand new table. I'm about to take this back to Walmart. I'm about to take this back to Big Lots and get a refund. But then you realize that you're missing some instructions.
Yeah.
And then you realize you missed a few steps. And then you realize at the end of you putting it together, you still have 3 or 4 screws that you gotta put in. And those are those quote unquote leftover screws. When the direction told us that we're gonna need to use all of them. There's not supposed to be none left over. But sometimes we like to lean on our own understanding, like, you know what, I got it. I got it. You know what? The directions, I don't feel like reading today, so I'm just gonna throw them away. But how many of us know if we don't follow instruction, that means we're gonna build something that's unstable?
That's good.
If we don't build, if we don't follow the instructions, if we don't learn how to follow and submit under our pastors, under our leaders, if we don't learn how to follow instructions, we might be, you might find yourself building something unstable. We want to build ministries, but yet we don't want to learn from our pastors. We want to build, but yet we want to throw away the instructions. You see, God is raising up a people that wants to build. I believe God is raising up this third wave to be builders. I believe that God is raising up people that knows and wants to build for God. But that also means that God is going to have to raise up some people that are willing to follow instructions. And follow directions. You see, I love football. As a matter of fact, they had their first preseason game last night. And one thing I like about the preseason games is that you see all the new players. You see all the new players, like, oh man, look who they drafted. They drafted that player, I wonder what he's gonna do. But then all of a sudden, every now and again, you're watching TV and it goes to timeout. And sometimes the camera will go to the side where the teams are, where the coaches are, and you see that new player getting yelled at. You see that new player getting chopped up by the coach, like, why'd you run that play? I told you to run this play, but you didn't run that play. Why? Because they didn't want to follow directions. Because the quarterback, they have little microphones in their helmets. So the coaches will tell them what to play. But it's up to the quarterback if he's going to follow directions or not. You see, our pastors will give us directions. Our leaders will give us direction. They're coaches. They will guide us. They will lead us.
That's good, Mom.
But it's up to us if we're going to follow the play or not.
Wow.
It's up to us if we're just going to let it go in one ear and out the other.
Wow.
It's going to be up to us if we want to pay attention or not.
Mom.
You see, our pastors tell us to go to the streets. Our leaders tell us to go to the streets. But then we're like, nah, I'm okay. We're going to go home. But did you know that if you would have went, somebody could have got saved?
Wow. Come on. Wow.
That somebody could have been waiting on your testimony. And they would have got saved that night.
Wow. Yes, good.
Our pastors tell us, hey, we need you at the rally. Our leaders tell us, hey, can you come to the rally? We need you to testify.
Wow.
We need you to testify. Did you know that you testifying probably could have saved somebody that was sitting in their house just listening?
Right.
See, we're trying to build.
Good.
But we need people that will follow directions.
Yeah.
You see, God is not just raising up people to build on their own.
Yeah. Come on now.
That's the reason why we have pastors. We have teachers that's placed above our lives so that we can learn. Because they know some things. They've been around. They've been around longer than we have. So they built something. They built a thing or two.
Yeah.
And it's up to us if we're going to learn from that. If we're going to follow in the same footsteps, or we're just going to veer off to the right.
Wow.
Or veer off to the left.
Come on.
And then we're going to find us building something unstable.
Wow.
You see, I love how David was talking to Solomon. Because Solomon, he was young. He was so young, but God chose him to be king. God chose him to build the temple. And David turned to Solomon like, listen, in chapter 29. In chapter 29, he said, listen, there's leaders that surround you. There's people, there's leaders that surround you that they're going to help you.
Good.
That they're going to help you because I know you're young. I know you're just wet behind the ears. Hello, somebody. I know that you don't. You may not have the right mind right now.
Come on, wow.
But that's why there's people above us to get us there.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
You know, I love listening to our leaders and our pastors. Because they give me instruction
right. That
will benefit me in not just ministry, but in life.
Yeah, amen. Come on.
In life in general. You see, building a ministry means that you got to have your life in order as well.
That's right. Come on now.
And sometimes we need a little help in our lives.
That's right.
We may be facing something and we may not know what to do.
Come on.
We may not have all the answers. We may not have all the solutions to the problem. But we always could come to our leaders.
Yeah.
We could always come to our pastors like, hey, listen, can you pray with me?
Yeah.
Can you help me out in this area? I need help. Sometimes our problem is, especially in this third wave, is we don't know how to ask for help.
Come on.
We don't know how to ask for help.
Wow.
We think we gotta do it on our own. We think in order to prove something, that we gotta do it on our own.
Come on.
No, we can't do it on our own, but we need help.
Yes.
We need help.
Right.
I know I need help. Hello, somebody.
Oh, man.
You know, we're trying to build something in God's anointing now generation. I may not know all the answers, but I know my pastor does.
Come on.
I know my leaders does. They can help me out. They can guide me and lead me in the right direction. And you see, that's the same way we got to be, learn how to be open. It's an openness.
Ouch. Good. Come on. Good. That's it right there. Good.
The third thing, and having the mind of a builder, and it's something that's very important. It's very, very important. Because it's all about vision. See, a builder has a mind for the future.
Come on, man. Amen.
A builder has a mind for the future.
Right.
Can we read verse 8? 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 8. It says, so now with God as our witness, and in the sight of all Israel, the Lord's assembly, I give you this charge. Be careful to obey the commands of the Lord your God, so that you may continue to possess this good land, and leave it to your children as a permanent inheritance. You see, David understood when building something is not just for the right then and now, but it's also for the future.
Right.
You see, we're building something here in Victory Hours Grand Prairie that's going to outlast us. We're building something in Victory Hours Grand Prairie that's going to be here for our children. It's going to be here for our children's children. It's going to be here if the Lord tarries for our children's children's children. You see, we got to understand that we're building something for the future. We're not building for the here and now. That's why we have the kingdom building. You see, we're building for our future.
Yes, that's right. Good.
We're building for our future.
Good.
See, and it's all about vision. Can we catch the vision?
All right.
Wow. Can we catch the vision of this next generation?
Hallelujah.
Can we catch the vision of the kids ain't coming in and doing pulpit work? Of the kids ain't coming in and preaching? Of the kids ain't coming in and playing the piano? Being on the worship team? The next one up leading worship? Playing the bass guitar? See, do we have that vision for our future?
Wow.
Do we see? Can we see the next Pastor Francisco coming out of our gang ministry? Can we see the next home director coming out of the home?
Come on.
You see, it's all about vision when it comes to building.
That's good.
When you're building, you have to have a vision. And I thank God placed us in a ministry like Victory Outreach that talks about vision every single preaching, that talks about vision, because vision guides us. Vision directs us. You see, sometimes as we're building, things begin to happen.
Yeah.
And we got to be careful.
Yeah. Come on now.
That we don't lose sight of why we started building in the first place.
That's good.
Right. That's good.
We got to be careful. Because things begin to happen. Life begins to happen. Things begin to come your way. Obstacles begin to come. But we got to understand why we started building in the first place.
It's good, Brian.
We started building. You started building because you wanted to see your family saved.
Yes.
You started building because you wanted to see the ministry being built up. You started building. You started building because you wanted to leave a legacy. You don't want nobody to know you as a drug addict anymore. You don't want your family to know you as a drug addict, as somebody that just steals, as just somebody that's in and out of jail. You don't want your family to know that about you anymore. So you decided to give your life to Jesus and start building something. And sometimes we let life get in the way. I'm here to let you know, here tonight, don't stop building. Keep on building. Victory Outreach Grand Prairie, keep on building. You see, as long as we follow God, as long as we follow our pastors and our leaders, God will begin to build. God will begin to raise up. God, it don't matter your circumstance. God will continue to build in your life. God will continue to build around you. God will continue to build the church. God will continue to build our youth ministry. God will continue to build our kids' game. God will continue to build our home. God will continue to build our church. You see, we're building for the future generations to come.
Yeah, wow. Good.
Man, when I think about building for the future, I think about Pastor Sonny.
Amen.
I think about how he started. How he started in East LA on Glass Street.
That's right.
How he started right there. And he just started building.
Come on, it's good.
And building. And building, and building, and building, and he kept on building, and he didn't stop building, and he continued to build some more, and here we are 51, 52 years later, building for the honor and glory for God, not just there in East LA, but now we're a worldwide ministry, now we're there in Panama, now we just started to work in Guadalajara, now we're over there in South Africa, now we just started a church there in Frankfurt, Germany. You see, it all started with somebody that was willing to build. It started with somebody that said, you know what? I may not have all the gifting, but I know how to build. I know how to seek God. I know how to listen to God. And I want to build something. I want to lead something. You see, Pastor Sonny is building. He built a legacy, not just for his children, but now his grandchildren are serving the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I had the privilege to be with one of his grandsons there in the train center in Panama.
Come on.
And I see him now answering the call of God upon his life. I was able to talk to him right there in youth convention. And God is using his life there back home in his gang ministry. God's using him right there. I believe he has his own life group now. See, Pastor Son was started right there in 1967 in East LA. Woo. Now you look now in 2019, now his grandson is building.
Yeah.
His grandson is building something for God.
Right.
Wow.
You see, he built for the future.
Yes, come on. Good.
As I call the piano player up here this evening, at first, it was East LA for Jesus.
Come on.
And he just started building. He started building. Then all of a sudden, God raised up a pastor by the name of Pastor Ed Morales and Sister Nancy.
Yeah.
Then God launched him to San Jose, California.
Come on.
Then Pastor Ed, he got the mindset of a builder. He caught the mind of a builder.
Yeah.
And he started to begin a church and build a church right there in San Jose, California. Building and building and building and building and building until all of a sudden God raised up another pastor. God raised up another pastor as a pastor, Jesse. Perez, our regional pastor, and sent them right here to East Dallas. And now look what God has done today. God began to, and Pastor Dave began to build and build and build and build and build right there in Dallas. And all of a sudden, God raised up another pastor. God raised up another pastor, our very own pastor, Pastor Francisco. And now our pastor, I see with my very own eye, he's building, he's building, he's building. He has the mind of a builder. And now look what God has done. Now God raised up another pastor, Pastor John. And I know one day he's getting ready to go. And then he's going to continue to build and build and build and build and build until God raised up another pastor to be launched out. You see, we come, we're cut from builders. We're cut from people that's willing to lay down their life and build something for him. In closing, I just want to say something. Pastor Sonny, all he knew was building, but he didn't know all the lives that's going to be impacted by this ministry. He didn't know that you and I were going to be in Victory Harbor's Grand Prairie back in 1967. He didn't know that there's going to be a Victory Harbor's planted right here in Texas in 1967. You see, I can speak on myself. I didn't know that God called me to a worldwide ministry. I didn't know God called me to a ministry at a young age, that God called me to Victory Hour back when it was in Arlington on Park Road. And he called me to be a youth leader. He called me to be a pastor one day. He called me to be launched out one day, to take a city one day. You see, I didn't know. Pastor Sonny didn't know that he started this ministry for me. He didn't know he started this ministry for me. He didn't know that he was building for my family. He didn't know that he was building to see my little brothers come into the house of the Lord. He didn't know that he was building to see my dad go into the men's home. He didn't know that he was building to see all of us here tonight. All he did and all he knew was to build. All he knew that he was building something right there in East LA. All he knew he was building something. He didn't know. And all I ever wanted to do, all I ever wanted to do is build something for God.
Amen. That's good.
Everybody that knows me knows it's always been my heart desire to see young people serving God.
Amen. That's right, Brian.
It's always been my desire.
Come on, speak your heart.
To see a 15-year-old give his life to Jesus.
Yes, right. Yes.
To see a 10-year-old give his life to Jesus. To see somebody in the kids' game give a 5 minutes of fire.
Yes. Oh,
serve God for the rest of their life. It's always been my desire to see God's anointed now generation raise up, to be a pool for my pastors to pull from.
Yeah.
A pool where young people could come in, get trained, get equipped, go to the training center, come back, be used in the ministry, and all of a sudden be launched out.
Come on.
You see, God called me to build. He just didn't call me to build. He called all of us to build. He called all of us to build. David was a builder. He taught Solomon how to be a builder. And in turn, Solomon asked for wisdom. He asked for wisdom. Why? Wisdom for what? To continue to build. To continue to build. You see, tonight, God wants to use your life to build something.
Come on.
It don't matter if you just got saved, if you only been saved a month or two, you've been saved 5+ years, God wants to use your life to build something for His honor and for His glory.
Amen.
It wasn't by coincidence that you came into the place, into this house of God, and started hearing about building.
Wow.
Maybe some of you here tonight had that desire to continue to build something, or the desire to build something, or get plugged into the ministry. This message was for you. Some of you say, oh, I may not know how to build, but this message was for you.
Good.
Get discipled. Get close to a leader.
Amen.
Learn how to build. Learn how to follow instructions. Learn how to put God first. And learn that we're building for a future.
Yes, yes.
You see, like I said earlier, I just want God to use my life to build something.
Amen.
I may not have, this has always been my prayer, that God will make me effective.
Amen.
That God will make me effective.
That's good.
And tonight, I believe God wants to raise up some effective people to shake up this generation, to shake up this city, to shake up this country, to shake up this world. Pastor Sonny was effective. Our elders are effective. Our regional pastor, Pastor Jesse, is effective. Our very own pastor, Pastor Francisco, is effective. But now it's time for Victory Hour Grand Prairie to come together as a church, just like they did building the temple, and be effective in building for the honor and the glory for God. And here tonight, as we all stand, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to build something for God. It don't matter how old you are, but I want to build something for God. You know, I don't want to live just a normal life, but I want to build something for God. I want to build my family for God. I want to build a ministry for God. I want to be effective for God. If that's you here tonight, I'm going to open up these altars. I want you to get a hold of the Lord here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.